ma te coroba dua mamba beku ala kadim balu kabuga doye kashini kene ya dama neba
neba neba ye puma mi konya na mimi jana neba neba
wi samayai
neba neba ye puma mi konya na mimi jana neba neba
Oh, wow, that was terrible. I'm sorry to everybody out there who's listening. I don't know what that was. I just came in here, honestly. Well, it's 9-ish on a Sunday night. This is Maxwell Maxwell, and you are, of course, listening to Mondo Trash Show, only on CITR 101 point something FM. Yeah. Anyways, woo! Yeah, party!
Warning, the show you're about to hear is filthy, vulgar, profane, and unsuitable for minors, the elderly, or small precious animals. Ladies and gentlemen, Mondo Trasha with your host Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
bisexual, trisexual, bisexual, transsexual, asexual, trisexual, bisexual.
I don't know, why not do it? Look, I can go like this. I'm the DJ. Oh yeah, that's party.
How delightfully pointless.
Yeah. No, I just have all these little buttons and gizmos and
stuff. I can't really see what's going on from here because...
Yeah, you can't see what's going on, but I can see what's going on. Okay, check it out. Check out all this stuff.
Oh, you got a whole mix board kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I do. It's fun.
That's very comprehensive.
I know. See, look, listen to this. The people can hear this.
Very annoying, but very comprehensive.
It's fun. It's fun. Look. I feel like such a real DJ doing this, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
That's funny. Oh, you know what's really fun?
What is?
People can now instant message us. If you have MSN or Windows Live Messenger, you can add maxwellsquared@hotmail.com.
That's actually a pretty good idea. You know, we don't get any callers or anything on the show.
No,
so.
We do get calls.
Well, occasionally.
I just ignore a lot of them. They call for prizes. Let's see, what do we have for prizes? We don't have
I don't know. You're the one with the binder. You
Mike
told me.
Doughty. Mike Doughty.
I don't know him.
He was from, you know that band?
That band.
That other band.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was from that other band that did.
Right.
Let's see. Let's just Wikipedia him. Let's give you the Wikipedia entry. Okay. Soul Coughing, that was the other band. Okay. Mike Doughty, born June 10th, 1970, is an American singer and songwriter. He led the band Soul Coughing in the 1990s. In the 2000s, he became a solo artist. His most famous songs include Looking at the World from the Bottom of a Well and I Hear the Bells, both of which gained prominence from being featured on popular television shows. The son of a military family, he moved around the country and Europe and spent his teenage years living on the grounds of the United States Military Academy at West Point until he attended Simon Rock's College of Bard. Well, this is really boring.
Yeah. I still don't know who he is.
Oh, singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco was one of his classmates in Sekou Sundiata's poetry course,
so that's,
The Shape and Nature of Things to Come.
That's his claim to fame, then?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, well, I guess, Soul Coughing is a band. They had a couple of singles.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them either.
Super Bon Bon and Circles.
I'm, the worst college radio personality ever, because I don't know any of the people that you're talking about, except for Andy
At least
Franco.
You sound disinterested.
Yeah.
I think that's really the main qualification for being on college radio. You have to sound very disinterested. Anyway,
it's amazing that I don't have my own show, then, because...
I know.
I don't know.
Let's see.
The disinterest.
Did somebody just message us?
Did they?
Yes, we have an instant message from Colio saying, haha, shh. That's exciting. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to instant message us, you can do that at maxwellsquared@hotmail.com.
Is that just like a 2, or is that like actually squared, the word?
MaxwellSquared.
So it's the actual word squared.
Yeah, Maxwell squared, no sort of punctuation, at hotmail.com. So if you add us and you message us in the next little bit, or if you call in at 604-822-2487, we will give you a pair of free tickets to go and see this Mike Doughty person Saturday, December 1st at the Red Room. So I would get on it if I were you. But, I mean, obviously you don't have to, but... Oh.
Well, what happens to the tickets if we can't give them away?
If we can't give them away, then I think somebody else is going to give them away.
Well, if nobody can give them away.
Nobody can give them away? I think they just sort of sit in limbo.
Really? They don't just give them to somebody in the radio station or anything like that?
Nope. I mean, no, we could give ourselves these tickets, I guess, but I'm too busy to do this kind of stuff.
Oh.
Let's play some of Montreal, and then we have a super special segment. We have a birthday present to unwrap.
Very, very belated birthday present.
I know. My birthday, of course, is November 5th. That's Guy Fawkes Day, for those of you who don't know. Remember the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason, I know all that. And
plot. Yeah. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Very good.
We're going to play some of Montreal. This is the I Am the World Trade Center remix of The Party's Crashing Us by Of Montreal. And then I think we're going to unwrap my birthday present. Enjoy.
Now. a mess. I've separated the eyes from the chest, and I think we look like the rest. If you see the cat from the map, he might take his words and lie down.
Well, that was kind of a fun song. What was it?
That was Fucked Up Kid.
By?
Well, it's Kevin Drew, kind of Broken Social Scene, kind of. It's, for all intents and purposes, it's Broken Social Scene.
Off the new album.
Broken Social Scene presents Kevin Drew's Spirit If.
Spirit If. You know, anything with dots on it always makes me think Spirit If Kevin Drew.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, it's weird.
I didn't come up with the title, so.
Grammar is really weird on album titles. I'm not really sure why. What did I just... I think I'm allergic to hip. That's sad. Anyways, we have a very special segment next. we're going to celebrate my birthday on the air a little bit. We're
Almost
also going to be celebrating...
2 weeks later.
We're also going to be celebrating my birthday sometime in January. We're going to have a big birthday party.
Any more details on that?
I'm not really sure. We're going to be
playing a lot of
music. My birthday
is on January.
Your birthday is in January?
Yeah.
Well, my birthday is more important.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it is.
we have right here, my lovely co-host has brought me a present of some kind.
Well, I figured you seem to be getting into photography a little bit. I have the cover of Discorder right here, and your photo.
My photo is...
Patrick Wolf, I guess, yes.
Is on the front of the new Discorder magazine.
It's a fine photo, very trashy looking, which is good.
It's extremely trashy.
And I figure that if you like taking trashy photographs, you should have a camera that lives up to that sort of trashy expectation. I know you said they wanted a Polaroid, but I didn't get one. Sorry.
That's tragic.
This is trashier.
Oh, it's trashier. That's yes. Awesome. All right. Yeah. Let's see what it is.
And I have it carelessly wrapped up in newspaper, and you'll probably hate it, and I'm sorry.
But... Well, it's a good thing that you have such high self-esteem.
If you don't want it, I'll definitely take it.
All right, let's check it out. Okay, so I am opening this, folks.
We are opening the present.
We're opening it.
Paper is being torn.
Oh, wow. It's a Holga. Takes 12 or 16 pictures in color or black and white. Now, this is pretty cool.
That is like the trashy camera to end all trashy cameras right there.
This seems like a very trashy camera.
It's like Hong Kong, wow. All plastic.
So I'm opening it up, and this looks pretty cool, I have to say, folks. This is giving you some serious... this is giving you some serious, like, 1970s...
Yeah, that's sort of the era that these things came out from.
And it's all plastic.
All plastic.
It's all plastic. This is
120 really... format film, so you got that sort of grainy, kind of trashy look to it and everything.
But I can see through the back.
Well, yeah, that's the viewfinder.
Here's the viewfinder. And what does this do?
That's your lens.
This thing right here.
What thing? I mean,
this thing?
Oh yeah, that's for your shutter speed.
Okay, that's
like
for my
you have
shutter
daytime
speed.
And then you have night.
Daytime and nighttime.
So it's
this is a lot. This seems a lot easier to work.
This is an extremely idiot-proof camera. You are not going.
I don't know. I'm a pretty impressive.
Your photos will look like shit, but that's kind of the point. Basically.
That's okay. It'll look cool.
Am I allowed to use profanity on air?
Oh, yeah.
I guess we had a song called Fucked Up Kids. So
we did.
All right.
You know what we do?
Yeah. I'm not even sure how to open this up.
You're not even sure? What we do is we play our disclaimer. We play our disclaimer. Were you here? No, you weren't here for the disclaimer. So what I do every show is I play a disclaimer. You know, it says, warning, the show you're listening to is filthy, vulgar, profane.
So I have nothing to worry about then.
That's no, me. Yeah, you can... I mean, technically you're not supposed to or whatever, but, you know, it's sort of like an artistic statement against censorship.
Then again, it's your show, so if I say anything, you're
I'm
fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know, I can't control you. Okay, so this is a fantastic camera. And
I have to figure out how to open it up and shit, but, you know.
I know. Let's see.
Well, it's good that you like it at least, because I was kind of worried about it.
It looks awesome.
Like, shit, I don't know, will he like it, will he hate it?
No, it's really cool.
I figured if you hate it, I would definitely take it, so.
Yeah. You can borrow it, too, but...
Well,
I want
to get a camera that's sort of similar to this, but it's not quite. It's a different make, but... It's
okay,
the
this
same
is awesome.
Of, oh, so we opened up the back.
I figured out how to open it. And there's a little red switch here.
That's for determining, like, your negative size. So I have, like, 16, which would be smaller negatives, and then you have 12, which are bigger ones.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if you do... You don't do, like, developing or anything like that, do you?
I assume I would do developing if
you can, if you
this.
Want, but I also found it's got, like, a really cheap place where you can...
Really?
Do your developing and stuff, and they can do it all for you. Or you can go down to the photostock in the basement, and you can figure out how to... Yeah, the photo society.
They do their own developing?
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't
know that. It's like a $75 lab fee or whatever, but yeah, you can go in and develop your own film, print your own film.
That's pretty cool.
I think they do lessons and stuff, too, for, like, you know, people who aren't as experienced. And you can learn, and then you can artistically flourish, as it were.
Artistically flourish?
Yes.
That sounds good. Wow, lessons and everything.
Anyway,
hey, speaking of stuff at UBC, we're actually putting on an event. Mondo Trash Show, CITR Radio, all that good stuff. We are doing a screening of Hedwig and the Angry Inch on
You
Friday.
Love that movie, don't
I
you?
I do love that movie. It's a fantastic movie. CITR is starting up a new rock and roll midnight movie kind of thing. I don't think... I didn't put any film in it. Oh, but
no,
here's film.
I brought film, yeah.
Fantastic.
You have film.
Fomapan.
It's black and white, but
it's
whatever.
It's Chernobyly Negativny film. Profiline.
It's like Czech or something, I don't know.
It's
the
fabulous.
Cheapest film that I could find.
It's fantastic. I love it. It's fantastic. We're going to have to take some photos.
Yeah, I have to figure out how to load this thing up and everything.
I'm going to have to figure out how to make my website not suck. Yeah, pretty soon we're going to have a website for Mondo Trash Show. And you can go and, like, comment, and all the songs that we play are going to be posted, information about events. Oh, by the way, we did record something for the Win a Date with Maxwell Maxwell.
What
and
is this,
we will,
sorry? For the people who aren't
Oh, for
informed?
The people who aren't informed. Over the past a few weeks ago, we had a contest for Win a Date with Maxwell Maxwell. And what you had to do is you had to email 100 words on why you would be a good choice for me to go out on a date with, have it recorded, and then broadcast out on the air. And we went to go see the Puppets, And we basically got drunk and had a good time. So the winner has been recorded, and once I edit that down to make it interesting, it's going to be broadcast probably next week. Okay, but Hedwig and the Angry Inch is coming on. Ugh, I can't even talk. I don't know what it is. I think it's just that it's late at night on a Sunday.
Maybe we should go to a song or something, and then we can go to a song. Get ourselves collected.
Okay. One last thing. Before we go to a song, we're going to play Andy's Chest by Lou Reed off the Transformer album. An excellent choice. Yeah, but before we do that, I just want to tell you guys, you should come out to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch Friday, November 23rd. It's going to be at the stroke of midnight. We're going to show some YouTube clips beforehand. We're going to play some kind of inane trivia, and there's going to be CITR prizes. You can learn how to get involved with the station, but most of all, we're going to be screening the film Hedwig and the Angry Inch on the giant screen at the Norm Theater. So if you haven't seen this film in theaters yet, which is really where, a good movie has to be seen, in a theater, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, it's going to be only $5, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So show up, bring your friends, dress up, midnight next Friday. So, moving on, let's play some Lou Reed, and yeah. Oh, this is a cool camera, by the way, thanks.
I'm relieved.
I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here, things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark. Oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you. Are all the mountains bolder after you? If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap bloodsuckers are flying after you. Yesterday, Daisy May and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is, what happened to her nose? Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds, dear, for you. And all the Roman noblemen for you. Soldiers dear for you, and melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Oh, and knives and flaming silver ropes for you, and bats that with the kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
Find a present for me. Why can't you find a present?
No, pipettes?
I like the pipettes, but, I know them already. Find me another present.
Happy birthday.
We are joined, by the way, on the air with Chris Terrific. You want to say hi, Chris?
Hi, Maxwell.
Are you drunk?
No!
You look drunk.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You look drunk.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
On the Lord's Day.
It's the
That's
Lord's Day.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. But you're a hilarious person, Chris. Chris-erific right now is combing our charts for a birthday present for me.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday to me. We're having a little mini birthday celebration. It's the first half. The second half is going to be in January. Because, of course, I just turned 21.
You're not 21.
I think I got your cameras.
I'm 21. Why do you think I'm
perfect,
not...
perfect.
Send Why do you think I'm not 21?
Syndrome. Happy birthday there, young fella.
Okay, talk into that microphone and tell me about this.
Okay, I saw these guys play. I think they're from Calgary. They're from the Prairies. They played with Fun 100 on their last show. And they all stripped naked. Oh, there's that one guy. And he was in his underwear, and he was playing dirty punk rock, 20-year-old style.
Really? Fantastic. Well, I can't do that anymore because I'm 21 now.
22-year-old punk rock. You can do.
I'm not 22.
Well, next year!
Next year, okay. Okay, but look, here is my passport. This has my date of birth on it.
Yes, your Yankee passport. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say that.
All right.
Here, this is my birthday.
you're so adorable.
I am super adorable. See, I used to be really skinny and cute. It's sad. A little tear down my face. When this photo was taken, I was skinny and cute, but I'm going to be skinny again, if not cute. Okay, let's play this song. Who are these guys
Sudden
called?
Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome. S-I-D-S.
Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome. I love it. It's called Too Many Babies. And what track are we going to play?
How about the first track? Always the hit.
The first track. This is 24 seconds long.
Oh, really? Second track. The best track.
Too Many Babes. Too Many Babes. All right. You heard it here. Probably not first.
If you don't like it, I'm really, really sorry.
Okay, you know...
and you can't take it back.
I can take it back?
You can't take it back to the store. Like, I don't have the receipt.
You don't have the receipt. You know what, Chris? Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, second track. Don't take my picture. I don't have my face painted.
Too late.
Fuck. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome. Too Many Babes. I like it already.
We'll be right back.
That's good?
I think it's good.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Good. Yeah, we're...
Okay, whoa, we're having
we're
some
figuring
fun
it out here.
Here.
There we go.
All right, so we have this camera working, and we've
I
put
think
some
so.
Film in
I
it.
I don't know. I didn't
you know,
look
I
at the booklet
like I'm
or
drinking.
Anything.
I've been drinking, but I haven't this week. It's kind of entertaining.
I guess we'll find out when it's developed and stuff.
We'll find out if my photos look good, folks.
I don't know.
Let
There's like this other plastic
you.
Thing in here. I'm not sure if I had to
what
put
is it?
It in or something. It's like a different...
Stick it in.
I can't, because then I have to open up the back of the camera.
Stick
That's gonna...
it in.
It's gonna ruin all the photos.
Woo!
You know,
party! Party! That's your party!
Oh, and you got like a little shoulder strap in here too. It's got everything!
I do. Shoulder lean!
Everything you need is
Ooh,
here.
Oh, yeah! Party!
Awesome.
I love to party, y'all! Britney Spears!
You are Let's... drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not drunk. I'm just imitating my favorite dance party diva, Britney Spears. Spears. Let's play some Placebo. You know what I did last week? I was filling in for the guy who goes before me, Anoop.
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 Oh yeah, the Indian does... the Indian show.
Yeah, the right. the what's it called? Rhythms India.
That's it.
It's fantastic. It's a really good show if you like Indian music, and I do. I've actually my friend Cole and I saw this great Bollywood movie. It was called Disco Dancer. And it has the music M.I.A. sampled for her song, Jimmy.
Okay.
And it's really fantastic. So I'm really in favor of Bollywood musicals right now.
That's good.
I like it. So this is completely unconnected, but so last week I was filling in for a Anoop. And I pretended to be Brian Molko, and I did a show called The Placebo Hour, which was
it
nothing...
It wasn't like Indian, was it?
No.
Oh, I guess
so. Brian Molko from Placebo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I did nothing but Placebo for the entire hour.
Can you do that?
I don't
I guess
think
you're
supposed
in,
to.
So whatever.
But you know what? I'm a rebel without with or without a cause or something. But here's some more Placebo. This is a Snaker Pimps remix, which I think is kind of fun in a late 90s kind of way. Woo, check it. CITR 101.9 FM. This is Mondo Trash Show with your host Maxwell. Maxwell, I give you what you want, and if what you want is Placebo, enjoy. 15 more minutes of this stuff, then on to Transcendence.
Sucker love is heaven sent you. Pucker up our passion spent. My heart's tart, your body's rent. My body's broken, yours is bent. Carve your name into my arm. Instead of stressed, I lie here charmed. 'Cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you. Sucker love, a box I choose. No other box I choose to use. Another love I would abuse. No circumstances could excuse. In the shape of things to come. Too much poison come undone. 'Cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you. Every me and every you. Every me. We'll be right back.
bound to cling and waste these things. Pucker up, for heaven's sake, there's never been so much at stake. I serve my head up on a plate. It's only comfort calling late, 'cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you, every me and every you, every me. Like the naked leads the blind, I know I'm selfish, I'm unkind. Sucker love, I always find someone to bruise and leave behind. All alone in space and time, there's nothing here but what here's mine. Something borrowed, something blue. Every me and every you, every me and every you, every me, every me and every you, every me.
Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Your homegirl seen when I was in the club. What the fuck you mean?